Welcome to the Afro Creatives Radio, and I'm your host, your mind. It's been a while, guys, but yeah, I've been on the streets doing so much, trying to get some content for you guys out there. Remember, we are here for clean content and a connected, collaborative continent. And while we are on that topic, we've been covering a lot of events in the last few months, and just this Saturday, we had a wonderful opportunity to go and cover an event called Good Vibes, and I happen to have the host of the Good Vibes movement, Petronella Sengwayo, with me in studio right now, so I am stoked. So we're just going to talk to Petronella. Hi, Petronella.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So good to have you here.
Yeah.
Man, we were at your event and we saw the number of young people that came out, plus also just people that love music, that love to hang out, that love a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And we managed to see a lot of them show up. Can you tell us about the Good Vibes movement? Why Good Vibes? What is it?
Good Vibes is a movement that's supposed to remind people that they can have a good time without abusing drugs, without alcohol. They can have, because since COVID, people resorted to drugs and substances for them to stay sane, because everyone was just logged in and we were not used to that environment. So Good Vibes, the movement, is just a reminder that, hey, you actually can have a good time without drugs. And you actually can just go out, connect with others, and hear the word of God and having fun at the same time.
Man, the word of God and fun in one sentence. I love that.
Yeah.
I know, because I think growing up, we didn't have a lot of that. People didn't believe that you could actually put God and fun in the same sentence.
Exactly. I believe it's the packaging. So if you, even if you listen to the music, it's the way we packaged it that makes listening to the word of God fun. Because when I'm singing, I speak about the controversial issues, like the paying of your tithe, how important it is for one to read the word and speaking life over yourself. And yeah, and we just make it fun. We just make it a genre that you would listen to, even in, yeah.
I love your sound, by the way.
Thank you, guys.
You definitely should listen to her music. It's on Instagram. It's on different platforms, right?
Yes, most of it is gonna be coming out by the end of May this month, because we decided to record it live, and that's what we did on Saturday.
Wow, that's amazing. So some of that footage is going to be live. You're going to upload that.
Exactly.
So people get to be part of that experience of the live recording.
It's an experiment, really. Because the genre, I'm a piano. I'm yet to listen to a live I'm a piano production. And yeah, we decided to do it. Yeah, we've had a lot of meetings back and forth. Members of our production team, most of them thought, you know, I'm a piano has never been done live, so you can't do a live production. But me being me, I decided to do it anyway, because well, we lose nothing.
And I love that your band is all female.
Yeah, easy to work with, reliable. They communicate well in time. No, I'm not despising the other gender, but I have found it easier to work with women. Yeah.
I'm just remembering the song you mentioned, the one about tights. What's the title of that song? You won't leave you to suffer. So, yeah, man, that's a good song to listen to, because in the times that we are going through, guys, we don't necessarily feel that, if you're a Christian like me, you don't feel that it's fair to pay your tithes when the money and the zeros are not enough for what you need to cover. So it's quite a relevant topic for you to talk about, because parting with money has become hard.
It has. And it becomes harder and harder. It does, yeah. But the reason why we need to stay faithful is because we do not survive by the economy of this world. In the kingdom economy. And there is no recession in the kingdom. There is no inflation. There is no lack in the kingdom.
And I love what you say. You say akatendeka, meaning he is faithful.
Yeah.
So the basis of our belief is then hung upon his faithfulness, not necessarily our faithfulness.
Exactly, yeah.
And he will look after us. I mean, he's the source and everything else is a resource, right?
Yeah.
So that's pretty amazing. Petronetta, you had an amazing lineup of artists on your program.
Yeah.
Do you want to just jump into some of them and what history you have working with them, or were you working with them for the first time? Maybe just take us through some of them that were at the event.
All right. So I'll start with Mabel. Oh, she's a beast. I knew she was going to switch things up. The good vibes. Yes, we've become sisters. Like for Mabel and Imelda, we've become sisters. We've done backing vocals for Pastor G for the longest. Thank God for those people in my life. And then we have Bongani. We've worked together at church as well. He's my worship leader. And the Unveiled, they are doing amazing, amazing work in making waves in the country. We also had Jason Gwanzora. He's son to Pastor G. I loved that he is doing gospel rap. And I believe he's going far. And he then introduced me to some of his friends. This movement is targeted for your 35s and below. So he then introduced me to his friends that are doing gospel music in ways relatable to the younger generation. Your Push, you've got your Push, your Cha. And then we also have the Jesus Project, the group of young people. That was it. And then was Anai, amazing spoken word artist. We stay together. She's family. And then we have Quid Arise. I met him doing a piece at Joel Chiweda's show.
Quid Arise is signed to Page Poetry Alive, and he's one of our artists under our talent management wing. So guys, shout out to Quid Arise.
Yes. Did I leave anyone out?
No, not that I know of. If we've left you out, we love you. We love you so much. We did not do this intentionally.
It was not intentional, yeah.
The memory can be fickle. It's short.
Yeah.
But yeah, you had an amazing lineup of artists that were supporting you. And we believe strongly in collaboration.
Yes.
What has collaboration done for you?
It has done good vibes for me, because it would still be a dream had I not collaborated with people like you. You covered the event. Zwana Sound and Lighting. Oh my goodness. They made the show. We have your Where Is It Records. They're capturing the audio, working on the files now so that we can release a good sounding production. And your Future Frame. You know what? Collaboration has made good vibes alive. Had I not collaborated, it would still be a dream. Yeah.
What would you like to say to young people? Because I know your movement is about young people. You said 35 and under, and that's your passion. You want to get them off the streets. You want to get them out of bad influence. You strictly want to get them off substance abuse of any kind.
Yes.
And for them to know that, hey, you know, you can come and have a good vibe and have a good time.
Yeah.
And it can be clean and it can be worth it. What would you like to say to a young person right now that is listening to this, and maybe their friends have said, hey, we are all going clubbing, that's the thing right now, that's the in thing, that's what's up. What would you like to say to a young person like that? Because I saw a number of young people that were there, so that's not true.
Yeah.
What their friend is telling them is not true. A number of young people came out.
Yeah, I know a couple of people that had actually communicated before. Actually, they communicated after coming to the show. People that were depressed over work issues. And they said things like, you know what? This show is exactly what I needed to get out of depression. Some of them came out feeling positive.
Wow.
And just that positive energy attracted positive things to come their way. And it just fixed whatever situation that we're going through. So I would encourage someone to just try Jesus. Whatever you're going through, try him. I'm not saying try him and then get back to me and let me know what you think. but I am confident that everything is in Jesus.
That's powerful, Petronella. Thank you so much for coming through to the studio. What can we expect from the Good Vibes movement? Because you've already started a movement.
I would say a lot of good music, a lot of new talent, most of which has not been discovered yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe God is just connecting to that, to young talent that's never been heard before. And Zim is packed, I tell you, it's packed with phenomenal gifts. And I believe this is the time this time God is really going to put Zim on the map in terms of young talent. Even the economy is going to get relief and help through the arts industry. I know we are really, like, when we're considering the GDP of the country, the arts sector is non-existent. But I believe God is about to do a new thing through art. And we are going to be discovered and we are going to bring income.
And I think it's high time in other nations that the creative industry gives the largest amount to the economy. Mm. There is a creative economy case for the arts that needs to be made in Zim.
Mm.
We need to wake up to the potential of what the art sector has in terms of the billions it could bring through. So I think as a sector, we need to be able to lobby and to be able to really, as artists, rally together and push for this industry to stand firm.
Definitely, because most of us are in jobs we do not enjoy.
Mm.
And which makes us grumpy. How do you then hear God when you're grumpy and sad? Like, how do the creative juices continue to flow if you're in exactly? How do you create? Like, so there is a need, and I believe God is doing something about it for us to be sustained by our art, and that's what this movement is about. Is it's not about, you know, Petronella the founder is yes, I was actually speaking to someone who was saying you had too many opening acts, you have to then be the superstar. And I was like, you know what, it's actually not about me. It's about making those young artists feel alive, because if we do not make them feel alive, another environment is going to make them feel alive, and who knows, maybe there's all the things we're trying to keep them from
in that environment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's our job as the church to be creative and to make sure that we put the gifts and talents in our young people to use.
All right, what would you like to say to Zimbabwe and the rest of Africa in parts? What can they expect? What word of encouragement? What hopeful message do you have?
I would encourage the country to support local, homegrown talent. And that will save our young people from all the things we're trying to fight. Because most of, if you get a chance to speak to most of our young people, what's really pushing them into all these things we do not like is frustration. Because when you're not doing what God created you to do, you become useless, really.
Right.
If you're in iron, if you're created to iron clothes and then you do not do that, you become useless, we might as well bury you. So most of our young people are walking dead.
Wow.
And it's pushing them into all kinds of things. But as a nation, we get to a point where we support local talent, especially the arts sector. And I believe just by doing that, we are a step closer to becoming the community and society we want to be.
Wow, thank you so much, Pichon.
You're welcome.
You know, guys,
thank you.
This is so powerful what Petronella is saying. I have a friend of mine who does art, and when he does his events, one of the statements that he likes to push is purpose kills addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And what Petronella is talking about is just the right thing. It's bringing young people into a place of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're useless, it means you're wandering about and you don't know what you're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you then plug into this event, what it will do for you as a young creative and a young artist is you discover your God-given talent, your God-given purpose,
mm-hmm.
why you are here. Those questions that wake you up at night and you're wondering, who am I? Why am I here?
Mm-hmm.
Is this worth it?
Yeah.
Those things, you'll be on the journey to discovering what it is that you are meant to do. So
mm-hmm.
I hope you guys then follow the Good Vibes movement, you follow Petronella, and you really keep a watch on this, because this movement is growing and the young people are taking over.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not part of it yet, don't get left behind.
Mm-hmm.
We want no man left behind.
Yes, no soul left behind.
No soul left behind. Yes. I'm your host, you mind? Until next time, goodbye.